that is a key thing I need to learn. Along that line, though, last night I was actually watching a documentary with a young lady who was trying to find her father. I guess he lived in Canada at one point, or that's where she was born. She was born in Canada, and her father, at some point, you know, had a alcohol issue, and had depression, and somehow, you know, disappeared out of her life, and was no longer married to the mother, her mother, and she was on a journey to try and find her father. You know, it took her to Guyana, where she found out some information about where he may be, and then eventually took her to Brazil, where she, after some searching, she eventually found her father. He was actually seemingly homeless, and he said he had been sober for about a year before she met him. And, you know, with all the way it seems, it's like he didn't really want to be found by anyone. I guess he was so embarrassed by the life that he was living, or what his life had become, that he didn't really want anyone who knew him or had a history of him to really be in contact with him. So in any case, the daughter, his daughter, who was looking for him, she was, you know, so willing to reconnect with him and forgive him for anything from the past. She just wanted that father figure in her life, and she wanted to help him get off the streets and get his life in order. And, you know, at one point she wondered if, you know, if it would be a good idea for him to come back to live with her in Canada. But she decided no, that wasn't a good idea, because, you know, she didn't feel like she could trust someone who left her initially, who was not a part of her life for so long. And I guess she didn't want to commit to that and perhaps be hurt again by something that may occur in the future. So it was good to see that experience. Eventually what happened is she, you know, the mother and the daughter got together and tried to get his relevant papers so he could perhaps get back into the job market in Brazil and perhaps make a better way for his life. And they tried to do that, and I think it was a short time later that they called to see how he was doing, and it turns out that he was actually back drinking again, and he wasn't able to really talk to them. And so, you know, in the end the daughter decided, you know, that this all comes down to choices, and, you know, his choice for, you know, not wanting to experience a real, true life in all its positives and negatives, you know, not wanting to experience it, whatever there be so much pain or for him to really deal with the life that was there, that he wasn't able to deal with that life, and he would choose a life of being an alcoholic over a life of, you know, being sober and trying to experience life with his natural senses. And, you know, so she came to the conclusion that, you know, it comes down to choices. And, you know, as sad as it was, that is what we all choose in our lives from day to day. And we are all responsible for the choices we make. And whether it limits us, or whether it drives us or makes us better people, that is what we do from day to day.